Florida Congressman Steve Sutherland and Agriculture Commissioner Adam Putnam calling for a rollback of federal water regulations at the state capitol Monday. The congressman is sponsoring a bill aimed at curbing the power of the Environmental Protection Agency to regulate bodies of water. Business groups, including the Florida Chamber of Commerce, Associated Industries, and the Florida Farm Bureau, are also supporting the measure. Sutherland says his bill would block a power grab by the EPA that would cost farmers and businesses a lot of money.
If the big government bullies are successful, it will mean higher costs for doing business, more uncertainty in the marketplace, and fewer jobs here at home.
But environmentalist groups are blasting the proposal, which they say would loosen enforcement of the Clean Water Act. The Audubon Society's Eric Draper says big business interests that would benefit from rolling back the regulations are spreading lies about them.
The sad thing about what Commissioner Putnam is doing, and particularly Congressman Sutherland, is they're distorting the truth about the environmental regulation. They're distorting the truth about what the Clean Water Act does, and they're misleading people.
Both Sutherland and Putnam are Republicans running for re-election. Florida's job gains and unemployment rate drop over the past year are statistically significant and positive. Amy Kiley examines a new report from the Bureau of Labor Statistics.
The report shows job growth and unemployment rate changes by state between July of 2013 and last month. Florida's yearly job growth is the nation's third highest at 208,500 positions. Despite a state report showing losses between June and July, economic analyst Hank Fishkind says the trend is positive.
The jobs numbers have accelerated at the statewide level to over 200,000 new jobs on a year-over-year basis each and every month so far this year. And what has happened, therefore, is we're attracting more people into the labor force.
Fishkind says the state's good news can look bad on paper. The downward trend of Florida's unemployment rate has flattened out, but Fishkind says that just means people who had given up on job searching are optimistic enough to try again. I'm Amy Kiley in Orlando.
You may have noticed a light haze in the sky lately. Well, that's dust all the way from Africa. The Sun Sentinel reports the dust was kicked up from the Sahara, took the 4,000-mile trip across the Atlantic, where it now sits high in the atmosphere over parts of Florida. There are some negatives to the dust, including poor air quality, which could be an issue for people with respiratory problems. Weather experts say there are positives. Besides the beautiful sunsets, the dust is reducing the humidity in the area, and it will make it difficult for storms to form in the Atlantic. From the WLRN Miami Herald Newsroom, I'm Luis Hernandez.